ಎನೇಶಿ ಔಷಧಿ ಮಾಯ ನಾಶಿ ಬಾರಲಾಗಿ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ಲವ ತುಮೆಮಾಗಿ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸರ್ವ ರೋಗ ನಿವಾರಣಿ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಪೆನಾಶಿಯಾ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಎನೇಶಿ ಔಷಧಿ ಮಾಯ ಇ ಸೇಸ್ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ಲವ ತುಮೆಮಾಗಿ ಈ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ beg for the holy name from the spiritual master and accept it, he says. So although Vaishnavas go in the streets, sing Harinam and distribute the holy name freely, when it comes to a jiva who wants to do committed practice of spiritual life, he has to go to the spiritual master and beg for the gift of the holy name and receive it. Then only it is awarded. Although to get a taste for the holy name, it is distributed freely. Why is this so? Because you will see in the spiritual pursuit, all living entities go through various stages. In the early stage, there is a pretense. So one may pretend to be doing spiritual life. Then there is a casual attempt. Then there is a serious attempt. Then one is purified, then one is liberated. In this way, there are gradations of spiritual practitioners. So, when one does the pretending chanting, which means chanting is inattentive, and the chanting is filled with material vibrations of so many worldly anxieties and worldly absorption. But therefore the name comes out very irregularly. Namakshara bahuhaya namanahi haya, like that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Although the utterance of the holy name is happening, it is not happening with attraction for the Lord or that attachment to the Lord or absorption. It is happening very superficially being uttered. So, beginning from that, when Bharat Maharaj was chanting, he made a casual attempt. And then the subsequent lives, he made a serious attempt. In the deer's body. And the body of Jadabharata became purified and he became liberated. And one does not exist on the material plane anymore. One has completely become absorbed in the Lord. When does it happen? Our fickle mind and impure senses always flow outwardly and connect with the sense objects and experience increasing misery. Whereas when one chants the holy name, with great sincerity and in a mood of prayer, then the fickle mind and impure senses, they tend to withdraw from the world of matter and sense objects and focus themselves internally to the attentive hearing of the holy name and experience purification and subsequently experience ocean of bliss. And this process is yoga, making a very focused and specific effort to withdraw the outflowing mind and senses and make them focus on the Supreme by the utterance of the holy name. So the choice is ours in what platform we want to put ourselves in and take to the chanting of the holy name. If you are really desirous of achieving the end result of Krishna Prema, it is in our personal interest that we take to the chanting of this holy name every day that we do, not casually but seriously. ಹರಿನಾಮ ಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ